Hello, Audio Booland. This is the first of my fiction snapshots, so I'll cut straight to the chase. This is The Queen of Hearts, part one. We'll see how far we get in 5 minutes. The woof whistles and the applause reached a crescendo, and the heavy velvet curtain fell. Vala waited a moment and then walked off into the wings. "Do you want to take another curtain call?" Lou was new, and all the stagehands eyed him with curiosity. She shook her head as best she could in the elaborate headdress. Sergio, the old stage manager, knew never to ask her. Every fibre of her being screamed to be back out there soaking up the adoration. But stars took three curtain calls. Divas took more. Vala never forgot which side of vanity she resided on. A diminutive woman walked into the wings, hands lost in enthusiastic clapping, segueing into excited signing. "You were so beautiful, Miss Vala. Bravo, bravo." Vala's hands easily formed the signs she needed to assure Luisa, her deaf dresser, it was all thanks to her, then asked, "Is Vin here?" Luisa shook her head. Vala felt her joie de vivre drain out of her diamante-encrusted dancing shoes and into the ancient boards. "Come, come," Luisa motioned. "There is much celebrating to be done. No mooning over Mr. Tefnell." Luisa didn't wait for any type of response, walking behind the burlesque star, detaching the elaborate feathered train from the sequined bodysuit, then giving Vala a very gentle push to propel her backstage. The scent of evening jasmine hit Vala the moment the wonky door of her dressing room opened. "Oh, Luisa!" Vala gushed, her words lost as she rushed to admire the huge bunch of tiger lilies framed by the light-studded mirror. "He remembered!" "He always remembers. Why do you doubt him so?" Luisa knew she was safe to sign her mind. Vala couldn't see her. She'd recklessly plunged her face deep into the large genetically engineered petals. Luisa grabbed Vala's arm and emphatically signed, "You will stain your face with the pollen, Miss Vala." Vala flicked her fingers off opposite shoulders. "I don't care." With her face out of the massive petals, Vala saw the envelope attached, plucking the card from within. "We did it, babe. 1 million hits. The server held this time. Vin." Vala squealed and thrust the card at Luisa, clapping her hands in delight. It had been a long, hard road, but they'd done it. It had taken years to find a niche for their brand of uncompromising political burlesque, moving men from just wanting tits and long legs to appreciating political satire and fine art. And now they were no longer contained to one packed theatre a night. Minsky would love it, knowing he could charge more for the privilege of attending a live show. Via the internet, she and Vin had a lucrative means of income for the first time. Luisa put her right hand in her left and gave the two a hearty shake. "Congratulations." Vala smiled, but before she could immerse her face in the flowers to drink in their perfume, Luisa had manoeuvred her into a chair and begun to strip away the burlesque regalia, tiny fingers moving with speed and precision to remove the red and green feathered diamante headdress, the wig beneath, and the thick layer of stage makeup from Vala's face. Before the tiredness had time to settle in Vala's muscles, Luisa was pulling the chair out from beneath her, carefully removing the skin-tight lycra and passing a silk robe. "Are you sure you don't want me to stay?" Vala shook her head. She liked to be alone between the show and the party, and tonight she wanted to take special care to look good for Vin. "See you after the party." Vala pinched her chin between three fingers and pulled them back. "Thanks." Luisa took the same three fingers, pulled them together so the fingertips touched, then mimicked Marla and pointed to her. "No, thank you." Vala nodded and disappeared around the corner of the shower cubicle. After a moment of rustling, the sound of the dressing room door closing echoed around the room. Vala sighed and shrugged her tired body from the robe. She turned the taps on and waited for the hot water to come through. Above the whine of the water and the thumping of the pipe, she heard the dressing room door close again. Knowing it was pointless to yell out to Luisa, Vala stepped around the cubicle wall to find the dressing room empty. A large birdcage sat where the flowers had minutes earlier. "Vin," Vala called.